Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Playboy to the entire universe, Kevin Kugler.
I'm on the Avenue of Baugh and the intersection of Baugh.
The Koogmeister, Kevin Kugler.
Now that was
That's a show.
Right here on 1620 The Zone.
He's been to Camp Randall, Happy Valley, PBA, Assembly Hall, Cover, Hockey, Prison Center, Champaign, Urbana, Sochi, Russia, Hinesville, TCF, Cole Center, the Big House, Horseshoe, the College World Series, Final Four, Ryanfield, Memorial, Stadium, Lambeau Field, Jerry World, took the fix at all of them. Cougars everywhere, man. Cougars been everywhere.
But he is in Omaha right now because he is thinking about College World Series action. What does a man do when leading up to a two-week College World Series extravaganza? What is a man like Kevin Kugler doing?
Today, I've spent my day mulling over, it's been a mix. I spent all the time on baseball, but really it's just the overwhelming joy I feel knowing that Cassie is pregnant with her first child. Kitty never appreciated her, and now the
God
is fine. And she's able to have the child that she always wanted. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate joy of this day, is that Cassie is finally in her happy place right now. And if she is, then why can't we all be?
George is legitimately going to die right now. George is like on the ground going to die. So you've killed George with that. Well, good. No, you got your priorities right. I figured that, but you'll get to the College World Series stuff immediately, but you got to focus on the important things at this point, right?
Well, look, eventually I'll get to studying these eight teams that are in this. I think there's eight. Diddy never treated her right, man. You know that.
That's true.
He wasn't going to shout his love for her from the rooftop.
No.
But now she's found somebody that will, and he's given her a baby. I mean, what more do you want? Indeed is fine.
Oh, this is so good. Do you have any idea how good this is? George has legit tears going. You have brought George to tears. This is so good. Well, I'm
keeping George on his toes, man. It's summer.
I mean,
there are a lot of things that I'm sure George was thinking we'd talk about, College World Series being one of them, and he was thinking, where can I hang this noose?
Right.
And then he heard about Cassie, and all of a sudden his life's changed. He's like, oh my gosh, that baby's been on my mind all day. I can't believe he's sharing my feelings.
Oh, man. Is there any sort of, like, Cassie, bye bye baby, Babies R Us read in the boot, like, and ball four for the walk and walking, you can walk your way to bye bye baby. Cassie's going there. Like, is there anything sort of that going on?
I'm hoping that we can get a late sponsor because Lord knows we don't have enough.
No, not near enough.
I would really like to get a couple of late sponsors in because, look, there's one thing that Cassie's going to need, and she's going to need all of us to shower her with baby gifts.
Yeah.
There's not going to be enough money to provide for this little child.
I mean, nope.
I've started a GoFundMe. And
okay.
I'm thinking of buying sponsorship during the College World Series,
okay,
if nothing else, to promote the GoFundMe, the Cassie GoFundMe. And she needs our help. I mean, look, there's a lot of causes you could give to, but I can't think of one that's any better than providing for a woman who's got everything for her baby.
Kevin Kugler's my guest. Also a philanthropist on the side for Cassie and the pending baby that's coming here. This is great.
Alex Fine. I mean, come on, Nick. Let's keep up here. Alex Fine is the man involved here after Diddy did her wrong.
What was Diddy doing? Is Diddy just, Diddy.
You could do a whole reality series on what was Diddy doing.
It's coming this fall, what was Diddy doing? Only on
what was Diddy doing?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Totally
ridiculous. I don't even know where to, I almost want to let you go at this point because I don't know how to, I don't even know where to go from this. Hey, are you, I guess I started the show because you were at Augusta National when LT Gray won his green jacket just a couple of months ago. It's weird. I'm fired up for the U.S. Open, but it's different when he's and I'm excited. I would love nothing more than to see Tiger be in the hunt on Sunday and all that stuff. But Is the buzz, like, how do you assess the Tiger buzz now that he's kind of come back and won a major? Like, it's changed a little bit. There's still some excitement, but it's changed a little bit.
I think what he's done is ruined the other tournament. Because you have a guy, we all now think, oh, good, Tiger's back. He's going to win every time. And then he's not in contention. And you're like, oh. There are other golfers? Who's this Koepka guy? Because those are all the casual golf fans who are just dropping in going, DJ? I don't want to watch DJ. I want to watch Tiger. John Rahm? I don't care about John Rahm. Where's Tiger? He's spoiled tournaments now for the casual golfer because of what happened at the Masters. So everybody tunes into the majors thinking, oh, I'm going to get to see another Tiger moment. And then they go, and Tiger's in 63rd. And you think, well, that's no good. I want Tiger to be at the top. That he's hurt it for the casual golfer when he's not in contention right away. But I will always watch the majors, and I will always watch them, A, for Tiger, but B, for a lot of – I mean, we're in a really good spot if you're a golf fan right now because everybody is still – good.
Yeah, it's so deep.
A generation ago, Mickelson could still put it together. Tiger clearly can still put it together. But you've got such a good group of young golfers who, quite honestly, are the generation that were fueled by Tiger now. So you have all of these guys who grew up watching Tiger that are out playing and doing great things. This little wheelhouse that we're in, probably a 5 or 6 year span right now, is going to be a great span for the game of golf, because literally every week you're going to have stars winning things because there are a lot of stars right now.
What? Okay, let's get into the College World Series for a second here. If I would have told you,
I love it.
if I'd have told you a month ago that Michigan would make it to Omaha, what would you have thought?
A month ago, maybe. About 3 weeks ago, no. The way they limped to the finish at the end of the regular season in the Indiana series and the Nebraska series, and they were banged up in Omaha. I always thought this was an incredibly athletic team, and they are. I mean, they are loaded with athletes. They can match up athletically with anybody in this field. There was just something that they weren't able to put together until late in this season. But with their athletes on the field, they can create problems for any one of the other seven teams in this field. Plus, they have two legitimate ace-level starting pitchers. And this whole thing comes down to starting pitching. Do you have starting pitching enough to get it done? Now, I don't know that they have the depth to make a run at the championship series, but I do think they have enough frontline starting pitching to stick around for more than two games in this thing. It would not surprise me at all to see them win one or two in Omaha, because Carl Kaufman and Tommy Henry are legit big-time ace-level starters that not every program has. And these are two guys who are both drafted high. They're very well thought of from a pro prospect standpoint. Michigan is a team capable of making some noise here in Omaha. I don't think there's any question. Plus, they have the most recent familiarity. Yeah, we have a lot of folks that have been here before. Arkansas, of course, was here forever last year before they lost in that championship series after the heartbreaking game two. But Michigan knows exactly how this ballpark is playing this year. They spent a week here. I do think that has a little bit of benefit. They're not going to walk in and go, oh, my gosh, look at this place. They're going to walk in and go, oh, yeah, you know what? I left my hat here 3 weeks ago. I hope it's still here. I want to pick that up.
Kevin Kugler is my guess. What is the if you had looking at the eight teams? What is the what you know? We talk about in the like. What's the hook for this game? What's the hook for the for this College World Series? What's like the prevailing big story? If you had to pick one,
here's to me: it's the SEC versus the world. You have four SEC teams in this thing. Most observers feel like this is an SEC field that could result in an SEC champion and a national champion. Nobody's going to be surprised if you end up with Vanderbilt and Arkansas in the championship series. Nobody's going to be surprised if Mississippi State makes their way through. I think people would be surprised if Auburn does. But you have four of the eight teams out of the SEC, clearly the best conference in college baseball. And that's not really been up for dispute. I mean, they commit more to it. They care more about it. It just means more. That's right. The motto they use. And in the case of college baseball, I think it matters. It doesn't mean more basketball, but in the case of college baseball, it absolutely is the case. Now, the question is, can one of the other schools knock them off? Does Texas Tech have enough pop to knock them off and enough depth in their pitching staff? Can Michigan use its athletes to get going if they would face up, say, against Arkansas in a Monday matchup? I like Arkansas's matchup against Florida State. I like Vanderbilt's matchup throughout this College World Series, but Louisville just played them a month ago. And so there's a certain familiarity with that lineup for them. To me, the overriding storyline is the SEC going to dominate this thing completely, or can somebody else come up and steal the thunder from baseball's best conference in 2019?
Kevin Kugler's my guest. Kevin, I was honored that someone yesterday in the mailbag thought that I was potentially a college baseball insider for Nebraska and their coaching search. I was honored that they would even think that, but unfortunately, I had to let that person know that you have me confused for Kyle Peterson.
Any human being.
Literally the last on the list of all of humanity that would know anything about this. But you, sir, maybe know a thing or two. Does it sound like we're trending towards Will Bolt being the guy? What are you hearing? What do you think?
At this point, I will be very surprised if Will Bolt is not named the next head coach of Nebraska in the next week or so.
Okay.
That's where I think this is trending. I think it's going to be that way. I think Will's going to be the guy, barring some sort of late rabbit out of the hat, and I'm just not hearing a whole lot of other names right now. I will be very, very surprised if sometime in the next week, maybe sooner, you don't hear Will Bolt welcomed back to Lincoln as the head coach of the Huskers. And then you have three really young, energetic
yes.
guys at the helm of your three major men's sports. And, you know, and look, the challenge for all of them is to catch up with John Cook. That's the challenge at Nebraska right now. Catch up to what John Cook has built on the volleyball side. But Will Bolt's a guy who I think will be a really good fit. He'll be what Nebraska needs for this program. He'll bring a little bit of DVH into the mix again, and I think you'll see Nebraska very pleased with the Will Bolt hire in the years to come.
Let me make this crystal clear that I'm very sure that Baugh and Kugler would love nothing more than to be a Pinnacle Bank Arena for all of Nebraska's non-conference basketball games. I mean, I would love nothing more than to sit next to you and do UC Riverside, Southern Utah. I want to do them all, Kev. All right,
That's a schedule right now that I think you'll be able to see a good chunk of it on BTN. I'm not going to predict anything because I don't know how things are going, but that does not scream CBS.
No, it does not.
That screams not, you know, Nance Raftery and Grant Hill wandering their way into Lincoln for the UC Riverside debut. Interesting, too, because that's a night that has already one high-profile game from a conference standpoint on it, because Wisconsin's playing St. Mary's that night at the Stanford Pentagon.
I'm kind of sneaky pumped about that. Like, really
excited.
That's a really good matchup. But okay, that schedule. Obviously, it's not very good. But there are two schools of thought. I mean, like, you know, you go, remember Patrick Ewing in his first year, he loaded up on teams like you want to have a young team learn how to win, and they do have a brand new roster and a new coach, but you obviously want to go challenge yourself. Where do you fall on that schedule?
I have no problem if they play Doan 15 times in the non-conference. I mean, look, you have to, the first step is to figure out what you have. The last thing you need as a first-year head coach is to go out and go, we're playing all comers. Here we go. Kansas, Duke, North Carolina. I mean, what good does that do you? It crushes your team. You're not winning those games. You need to figure out a way to mesh five players together that might be able to compete in the Big Ten Conference. And, oh, by the way, you have to get ready in December because there's going to be two games in December that you have to play in the Big Ten Conference. I know people will grumble about this to a certain degree, although I think Fred Hoiberg's insulated from pretty much anything in his first year. But, I mean, I have no problem at all with a first-year coach who has completely changed the roster. Not just, like, tweaked it, but we all know he has completely changed it. I have no problem with that schedule. Now, look, if you're scheduling that non-conference 6 years from now, well, then, yeah, then that's an issue. But in year one with this roster, You could bring on, you know, a traveling animal show and put them in basketball jerseys and throw them out there on the court. I'd be like, yeah, you go get those elephants. You take care of them right now. And no problem with that at all.
Oh, I completely agree. Well, I mean, we'll let you get back to your Cassie situation and trying to help her out and maybe at some point getting ready for the College World Series. And hopefully we see our boy Roby get his name called next week, Kev. That'd be pretty exciting.
That would be very cool for him. It seems like it's trending that direction.
Yeah.
Probably early second round, I would think. And that's great for him. I hope that happens. I mean, he's not going to be as happy as Cassie, but he's going to be relatively pleased.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, he'll be happier than Diddy. I know that. Now,
yeah, that's true.
Bigger pile of cash than Isaiah Roby is, but
yeah.
Diddy couldn't give Cassie what she needed, and
nope.
That was this baby. So, you know, she's got lots to say about that baby. I'm sure in years to come. I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, gosh. Kevin Kugler, just the best. Fantastic. Hey, enjoy your time at the College World Series, my friend.
See ya.
See you later, Kevin Kugler. Oh, man. Too good. Just too good. He's too good, people. He is too good. Brian Munson's going to stop by at 1:30. 402-951-1620. U.S. Open underway. Give you score update on the other side. Tiger not going off for 4 hours. So Tiger's somewhere, like, I don't know, doing what Tiger does, visualizing, meditating. Probably bench pressing 325 or something. I don't know. Doing something. Game time.